April 16th, along with our insurance provider and President Mike Vincent of the council, to discuss the matrix that we provided as a benchmark for tonight's discussion. So the matrix provided represents that collective efforts. And as a group, we suggested perhaps Scott go through it fairly briefly, but with any questions that you guys may have, since you've had a chance to review it, just to go over the specifics, and then we can get into the discussion. So Scott, you want to talk about the matrix?
Yes. As you look at the matrix document that was provided, the coverage requirements are across the top, and the activity or operator are down in the left-hand column. I think workers' compensation is pretty straightforward. If there's a statutory obligation to your employees, you need to maintain that coverage. It's required by law, so this is no new requirement of any operator. The next is airport liability, which is essentially general liability for anyone conducting premises or operations at an airport. In that, there is a $1 million per occurrence limit. That per occurrence limit would apply to all bodily injury and property damage claims arising from those activities or operations at the airport, other than those elements that we're going to get to as we go to the right. The next is products and completed operations coverage. Basically, what that is for someone who is providing repair work, fuel, service parts, etc. Once they leave your possession, they become the product's hazard and are subject to separate insurance limits, to some degree terms and conditions. Again, that is provided as a separate limit on the policy. So you can purchase an airport liability policy that has both the $1 million per occurrence and the $1 million products and completed operations limit without having to go to a separate contract. The next one is hangar keeper's liability, which is basically liability coverage for aircraft that are in your care, custody, and control. Damage to that aircraft is not covered under airport liability. It's not covered under products and completed operations. There has to be a separate coverage in effect for claims alleging it doesn't have to actually exist, but actual or alleged damage to aircraft in your care, custody, and control. Again, a $1 million per occurrence limit is applicable. Aircraft liability is basically for the ownership, maintenance, and use of an aircraft. That aircraft may be owned, it may be non-owned, but in this case, we're talking about the aircraft liability policy normally designed for owned aircraft. And as can be pointed out later, that could include such things as leaseback arrangements, etc. The next category is for the unique exposure of when there are student pilots, and because there are certain limitations in aircraft policies as to who may operate it, there is separate insurance arranged for student operators of aircraft, and those limits are normally much lower than the standard aircraft liability limit, and it's $100,000 per occurrence. That would also apply to someone who is renting an aircraft. The next column is for non-owned aircraft liability. That's for the liability arising out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of an aircraft that you do not own. Again, a $1 million limit applies. Business auto liability is as it sounds. It's for the ownership, maintenance, and use of an automobile. The limit is $1 million per accident. Some of these different coverages can be combined in certain aviation policies, so each and every one of these does not necessarily have to be separate. You can purchase airport liability, products completed operations, hangar keepers, owned and non-owned aircraft into a single policy. But again, these are just simply separate requirements for the potential risks posed by the operators and the conduct of their services. So as an example, if there's an aviation fuel sales business, they have employees, there's a need for workers' compensation coverage. Since they're operating at an airport, they need to have airport liability or general liability insurance for their airport operations. Because they're selling fuel, if anything were to go wrong with that fuel,